Gracias. La Biblia lo dice. Yo contesto Dios.
Thank you very much for your attention. अमी कृष्ण ने अपने हरिद्वार से शिक किया था
We are giving good judgment in so many big cases. We have won one case, very important case, in the Supreme Court of the U.S. I translated it into Hindi.
The priest has been decided in your field.
Yes.
That's what he told me.
Very behind me. A very learned judge has translated. Because there are some technical things. And India
is taking a piece of our nation, follow the path. This is a piece of Hondo, or change of Hapti. The Asian Union is Karo for the
path.
Happy Lok. The man is Naman. Tar Bani Naman means. तार चोक तार प्राण चीज तार को एक जना शिकार कर रही थी एकमात्र दुनिया शिकार किया
तो मैंने इंडियन ने कई बोल ची परदेश
ही इज द ग्रेटेस्ट गुरु ऑफ इंडिया
इन द नॉर्थ इन द कोर्ट द प्रिंस एंड द प्रिंस आर कैंपिंग ऑन दिस
वाह वाह
इन द कोर्ट द पैलेस
The Gauranga is incarnation on his stuff.
So, Prabhupada, that one from London and New York.
Again, London is harder.
London is much more. This is, this happened in London years. The next morning in the court, we pleaded not guilty to the charges laid against us. This is our men were doing Nagasan Kirtan. So some constable, police officer, said that you are blocking the footpath with your Nagasan Kirtan, and I must arrest you. So they were taken to court. The next morning in court we pleaded not guilty to the charges laid against us. The judge therefore deferred our case to a later time, the 2nd of February, at 2 p.m. It was not until the day before the hearing that we realized the actual significance of the appointment. The 2nd day of February was the appearance day of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. After ending a morning of fasting and chanting with a blissful heart and splendid prasad, we set off for the great Marlborough Street Magistrates Court in a confidence mood, sure that Lord Nityananda would protect us. We were accompanied by a new and enthusiastic visitor to the temple, the Reverend Norman Morehouse, second only to the Bishop of Norwich, who came to observe the proceedings.
He's a great man.
This man, a very big man in the Christian church, is a very good friend of
ours.
We arrived at the courthouse and waited in the big hallway while the Reverend went through to the public gallery. The plainclothesmen who arrested us soon turned up, now dressed in uniform. They took a little persuasion before they cautiously took some of Lord Nityananda's prasad in the form of kuchi while we waited for our case to turn up. The devotees brought the sadhana with them to the courtroom and were distributing. They served when at last we were beckoned into the courthouse itself and ushered into the dock. A stir went around the assembly in the court. Shaven heads and saffron robes were the last thing anyone expected to see in Her Majesty's court on a Tuesday afternoon. The magistrate, a balding, portly man in his late middle age, a red nose in his dank, gray suit, surveyed us over the top of his gold-rimmed spectacles. We affirmed our plea of not guilty to the clerk of the court and one of the constables, who was sworn in at the witness box, proceeded to report the supposed conditions of our arrest. The actual number of the chanting Nagaswami Kirtan party miraculously grew from the original five, first of all, to seven when he started his account, and later to eight persons when he described how three devotees ran off and escaped arrest. According to his description, it seems that many more people had been using Oxford Street than we had been aware of. Indeed, unlimited numbers of pedestrians had been obstructed and forced into the road at the grave risk of being run over by the almost non-existent traffic. The judge listened impartially, and then, since we had no advocate to speak on our behalf, he asked us if we would like to cross-examine the evidence of the policeman. When we humbly pointed out that the constable, like everyone else, had imperfect senses, that he had contradicted himself in assessing the actual number of devotees, the judge politely suggested that it was a mathematical error. A titter of laughter rippled around the courtroom at his remark, while the police constable shuffled his feet and looked embarrassed. We were asked if we ourselves would like to speak for our defense. So having been previously chosen as a spokesman, I volunteered to be sworn in at the witness box. Surprised when the usher asked me to hold a copy of Bhagavad Gita in my right hand, I read out the words of the part presented before me. He didn't swear on the Bible, he swore on the Bhagavad Gita. I swear by Almighty Sri Krishna that the evidence I give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Encouraged by smiles from the devotees in the dock, I began to describe the circumstances of our arrest, this time as they actually had happened. The magistrate listened as I went on to say, "We understand that the police have a duty to perform, sir, but we also have a duty. We have been instructed by our spiritual master. Indeed, we are instructed by all the principal scriptures of the world, the Quran, the Torah, the Bible, and in the Vedas, that we should glorify God by chanting His holy names. Whether you know the Lord by the name of Allah, Jehovah, Rama, Govinda, or Krishna, God is one." "Oh, quite so, quite so," affirmed the magistrate. Encouraged, I went on. "It is said in the Vedic scriptures, in the Brihadnarajya Purana, Harinama, 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 Ingamadevam. In English, what does it mean in English?" the magistrate asked. "Palo na seva na seva na seva gathir anyata." "This is written in the Sanskrit language 5,000 years ago. It means, in the age of Kali, the present age of materialism and sorrow, there is no alternative. There is no alternative. There is no alternative for making positive spiritual advancement but the chanting of the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord." The judge, in fact, the whole courtroom sat there fascinated. I remember Srila Prabhupada's introduction. To the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I began to seek further. Although mankind has made great material advancement in so many spheres, we can factually say that there is a fault in the social body at large. People are not happy with their day-to-day activities, and there is an increasing disturbance of drug addiction, prostitution, violence, and crime. The root of the problem is lack of God consciousness. People are unaware of the actual purpose of life. the judge, intrigued by this sound philosophy coming from the witness box, relaxed his judicial appearance, sat back, and took a sip of water from his glass. Encouraged, I asked, "Your Honor, with your permission, I would like to read a short passage which appeared in the London Observer in October 1972. It is an excerpt from an article written by the eminent English historian, Sir Arnold Toynbee. Quote, "The cause of it, the world's malady, is spiritual. We are suffering from having sold our souls to the pursuit of an objective which is both spiritually wrong and practically unattainable. We have to reconsider our objective and change it. And until we do this, we shall not have peace, either amongst ourselves or within each of us." Then the devotee continued, "As devotee of the Lord, we strictly follow four principles cultivating the qualities of human life: mercifulness, truthfulness, cleanliness, and austerity. The absence of these qualities means the degradation of society, so the spreading of spiritual understanding amongst humanity at large is the highest welfare work, and an essential part of this program is the distribution of literature and the congregational chanting in the street of the holy names of God." "Is that all?" inquired the judge. "Yes, sir," was the reply. "Then you may step down in instruction." Adjusting his spectacles and regarding the devotees who were once more assembled in the dock, he said in a very firm yet amicable manner, quote, "In legal terms, you are guilty of obstruction, although it is of a very minor degree. Taking this into consideration, and because of your obvious sincerity, I have decided to dismiss the case." In legal terms, we smiled jubilantly, and thanking the magistrate, were about to step down when Krishna prompted me to say, "Sir, we were wondering if you had a court library here, in which case we would like to present a book for addition to the collection." "Thank you," replied the judge. "I am quite sure we can accommodate it." Giving a copy of Srila Prabhupada's Sri Isha Upanishad to one of the clerks, who promised to pass it on to the judge, we left the courtroom thanking Lord Nityananda for his mercy.
Wow.
And that means it is the
This was written by one Sakshi Gopal, Dr. Brahmachari. And Sakshi Gopal, Dr. One of Prabhupada's English disciples.
उसी में आपने क्या सुंदर लिखा है कि वो हमारे को ब्रेन वॉशिंग का चार्ज चढ़ाते हैं, उनको ब्रेन तो हम ही दे रहे हैं, जब ब्रेन ही नहीं है तो ब्रेन वॉशिंग का।
तो उनको बोलते हैं तुम्हारा ब्रेन कहाँ है, पहले ब्रेन तो दिखाओ फिर वो आज करे।
गोविंद कृपा करेंगे आप स्वस्थ हो जाएंगे। जब आप पूर्ण स्वस्थ हो जाए तो किसी शिलाहार में इसके दर्शन करें,
जरूर जाए और आगे हम सब पूछा बहुत दिन से नहीं उधर ही जा रही
है
नहीं उधर जा रहे हैं नहीं तो है मैं तो वो खेती जाने का फायदा था
हाँ
उधर जा I'm confident when I'm in Vrindavan.
एक बात और है ना, और लोग तो अपना अपना प्रारब्ध भोग करते हैं, आपके ऊपर तो हजारों का प्रारब्ध है। सो मेनी पीपल कमिटिंग क्राइम्स, दे आर ड्रिंकिंग सिंस, दे हैव गॉट देयर ओन फॉर्च्यून्स एंड ऑल, एंड यू आर अफेक्टेड बाय ऑल दैट, देयरफॉर यू आर सबके प्रारब्ध का परिष्कार हो जाएगा। यहाँ के लिए आपने किसको अधिकृत नियुक्त किया है? इस वृंदावन के स्थान के लिए
नहीं, सब बाहर से आए
नहीं, यहाँ के स्थान की व्यवस्था के लिए, यहाँ के स्थायी व्यवस्था को निर्धारण कर बॉम्बे
बॉम्बे से आपने अगर देखा
है बन रहा है, अब मैं जा रहा हूँ
बहुत ऐसे टेम्पल बॉम्बे में
मैं 11 दिन को जा रहा
हूँ। अच्छा, उसकी बात है जो जो पूछनी
बॉम्बे टेम्पल की
कौन
I'm coming on 11th June, so someday from 11th June, I will be going to go to my marriage, but I don't like to come.
I have asked this boy to give me some necessary points about his life. Yes, he was a brother-in-law.
Last year when you came to Mayapur, this is the motto of the Mandir Vrindavan.
Mayapur?
At Mayapur. You were there last year?
I have been there for 3 or 4 days.
Vishwa Prasad Balabas.
He is coming from Asur, on the net. He was editor of Chief Editor of Saraswati and Bharat Dengi.
In Allahabad.
He is here from Allahabad. And
this is a grandchild being led. Allahabad means more guys than Bangladesh.
Long-term plan.
You are still up in it?
He's taking the address.
Yes, I'm there. Taking the address.
Saraswati to Allahabad take the call. It was started by some woman.
It was months ago, periodically. He had been one of the chief editors. And he had
Colonel
Bench.
Colonel.
The name is of Yadavas.
Aapne bahi प्रगाढ़ श्रद्धा है दर्शन करने के उनको मालूम हुआ था मुझे दर्शन
विद्वान है विद्वान सर्वत्र फूट देते सदैव से फूट जाते ही रहा जा विद्वान
जनवरी सज्जन अश्विन पदाम्बू स्टेट में पकौड़ी जो जीवन के अलावा
You understood that from this discussion here?
I understood it.
That if you trust property with lifetime trustees, that will protect it. At least the property will be protected. Actually, these properties are the envy of all of India. They are the best properties in each place. There's no rival.
There will be men who will want to try and pose themselves as guru.
That was going on many years ago. Your godbrothers were thinking like that.
Ready to jump.
Thank you, Brian.
We have foreign and who has an idea how to protect the religions.
Yes, President and others.
I never trusted him much.
No.
Thank you.